Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. I've had an interesting week of conversations this week, Faisal, and you and I were talking about it off air a little bit, about this notion of money managers focusing on, or is money, maybe a better way to say it, is money the number one thing in retirement to make a successful retirement? Is focusing on the money? And I'm not saying that money is not important, but is that the number one thing? Because I can tell you in all of my conversations this past week, none of it had to do with, almost none of it had to do with money. It had to do with the complexity of the retirement situation. It had to do with taxes to be paid, after tax income. It had to do with the complexity of family situations. It had to do with structuring wealth in certain ways to accomplish specific goals. It had nothing, I didn't have one conversation about return this week, which was really interesting. And so if your entire focus in retirement is about portfolio management, are people missing the ball?
Well, I'm gonna flip this on you, Dave. I'm gonna say portfolio management is what part of the problem is for people's retirement.
Do tell.
Okay. So people go to investment advisors, financial advisors, portfolio managers to be the solution to their retirement problem.
Better said. Well said.
And so if the only outcome that you have is the performance of your portfolio, which is table stakes, in my opinion.
Agreed.
You have to have performance.
Right. Yep.
Then you are missing out and potentially damaging your retirement because you're just focused on the money management side.
Right.
How is my portfolio doing? What's the rate of return that I'm getting? Because you told me if I do this rate of return, pick whatever number it says, I'll be okay in my retirement. We have dumbed down the financial planning process in this industry to go after one thing and one thing only, its rate of return.
Not even the financial planning. I think you're correct. We have dumbed down the experience of retirement to whatever your return was that year.
I had a great conversation with a long-term client who came to me and said, you know, I was just thinking, Faisal, mm-hmm. if I've got $2 million and I need $100,000 from it, all I need is 5%, right? That's the math that the average Canadian is doing and the average investment advisor, financial planner, financial advisor, portfolio manager saying, yep, that's all you need.
Right.
It is not true. Because the answer to that question, all I need is 5% on my $2 million to get $100,000, is correct in the first year on a pre-tax basis. Mm-hmm. But what about taxes? What about inflation? What about how you want that money? When you want that money? What currency you want that money in?
Well, yeah. What are you doing with it? Right. What are you doing with the money?
Where are you going?
Yeah.
What experience are you going to have with it? What's the intent for that money? Mm-hmm. Like, you're missing out 99% of the problem by just focusing on math. That's basic elementary math.
Right.
The amount of money I have times rate of return equals the income that I can get. I won.
And you know how many? And I've had a couple of interesting conversations. So I be careful how I say it, but I would say that these people even understood that whatever last year's rate of return was fine, but they still had no confidence that their long-term retirement lifestyle was intact, was going to be okay, right? So it was an interesting week again. Returns are fine. What's the problem? I don't know if it's sustainable. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. You know, my family's got a problem. I got to help my kids with the housing. Man, the conversation went from 1 second of, yeah, the return was fine last year, to I still have no idea what's going on here. And it was amazing, right? It was absolutely amazing. And it was a key indication when I was talking to these people. I said, you realize that we've not talked about portfolio management or rate of return. Oh, yeah. Like they were shocked when we actually finished the conversation. I think we didn't talk about that at all. No, to your point, it's table stakes. You have to be good at that. You have to get, you know, you have to be in that game. But once those table stakes are satisfied, the conversation is nothing about that.
And the real issues of retirement, when you sit down with a couple or an individual, it is all about their life and experiences they want to have.
Yeah.
and what the pain point. Remember, I talked about this earlier in the show. The pain point that they have is at the pain point they're feeling in the moment, not the pain point they talked about to their advisor 3 years ago when they built a financial plan,
right,
or when the right, advisor said, you're going to be okay.
Right.
The pain point back then was, can I retire with, right, the money I have? Now it's, how do I retire? Because I've got a whole bunch of other concerns that maybe I never thought about 3 years ago.
Well, let's talk about change and talk about a big change that we've discussed ad nauseum in our seminars with, there's a difference between singles and couples. I talked to one person who's just gone through a passing retiree of a spouse.
Yeah, a solo retiree.
Right. Guess what? Things have fundamentally changed when you go from a couple. Forget about the passing of the spouse, the emotional effect of that. But from a lifestyle planning perspective, as a solo retiree, it's very different than as a couple. Now she was smart enough to recognize that. Right? She came in and said, things have changed now.
Yeah.
Right? I realize that. I don't understand all the complexity of it, but I need to go back and figure this thing out.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the key things is you don't always need a prescription.
Right.
You need someone to walk you through the process with.
Right.
And so when you're a solo retiree, or even if you're in a couple that are retiring, if you don't have a team that's working with you through every single thing you're going to go through in your life, then you are basically only going to focus on the one thing you think you can control, which, right, you really can't,
which, can't, yeah,
which is the markets,
yeah,
which is your portfolio.
Right.
Unless you're invested in GICs or something that's a guaranteed interest, you can't control much.
Right.
But that's the focus. And it's our industry's viewpoint on that as well. They've used the mechanism of how to retire in a way to present to you a product to buy.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And it frustrates me to no end on this idea of planning for product, right? And again, a couple of the examples this week reinforced that they've done a plan, you said, 3 years ago. Let's just go with that, yeah, right? Things have changed. No update to the plan. But nobody came back and said, hey, things are fundamentally different now. We need to reduce the plan. No. No change, right? Your portfolio, your rate of return is fine. Wait a second. It's crazy to me, right, that people go from this is it. It's a rate of return that determines the success of my retirement. Not true.
Correct. And let's flip that again. Let's flip it on the other side. Oh, I've been reaching my rate of returns. My retirement is fine.
Right. Thank you. Again.
Let's flip it,
yeah,
right?
That's even said
people,
yeah.
People will say, yeah, oh, my financial plan or my advisor said, all I need is make up a number, 5, 6, 7%. They've delivered that. I'm good.
Right.
Are you?
Right.
Nothing's changed in your vision of what you want in the future. Nothing's changed in taxes.
Right.
In the last 3 years,
right,
how much tax policy changes have happened in the last 3 years?
Right.
Phenomenal amount. Yeah.
Every budget.
They even bring a policy and then pull it back out the last day.
Exactly.
Like that's.
Well, that's still a bit too soon
still
for that
sensitive
one. That's
for, right. Yeah. Sorry, CRA. I had to put that one out there. It's tax season, right? So you're gonna get people who are on both sides of that. Am I okay? And the advisor says, I'm okay. And the other side will say, oh, I'm okay because the numbers are right according to that plan that I did 3 years ago. But it's not. Yep. Things have changed.
And retirement is the most complex period of your life financially and otherwise. We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminars.
So we've got two seminars. One is on April 16, 7 p.m. in Calgary at Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. May 7th in Lethbridge at Sandman Signature Hotel. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, and at morethanmoneyradio.com, you can also access all of our past segments that we've done on the More Than Money show and register for any of our upcoming seminars. Okay, I want to thank you for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. On behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.